Slim Chance, you scared the daylights out of me. I thought you'd had a heart attack.
He stood up and gave her a grin. No, I had a sinking spell is all, and felt a powerful need for a nap. She laughed.
Well, I'm sure glad. I was just trying to figure out how I'd get you to the hospital.
How would you have done it?
Well, I knew I couldn't load you in the back of the pickup, so I'd about decided to throw Daddy's log chain around your ankles and drag you.
He got a big chuckle out of that. I'd have been pretty skinned up by the time we got to town. I'm glad you checked first. He shuffled his feet and stared at the ground. Viola, it's kind of embarrassing to get caught sleeping in the middle of the day.
Why? Daddy takes a nap every day.
Yeah, but he's 100 years old. I like to think that I'm still a bronkin' buck.
Oh, fiddle. Don't worry about it.
Her smile faded.
Slim, Daddy sent me up here to see if you all were missing any tools. He went to the shop this morning and couldn't find his impact wrench. And there were several other things missing.
Slim leaned against the truck. Nope, I haven't noticed anything.
Well, maybe he was mistaken. He's forgetful sometimes.
She glanced around.
Are you hauling this hay by yourself?
Yep, just me and the dogs. Loper and Sally Mae took off on a little vacation to the mountains.
Well,
she shrugged her shoulders and smiled.
I guess I'd better drive the truck for you.
His eyes popped open. Would you mind? Boy, that would make it go twice as fast. And heck, we could even say that we're having a date.
She stared up at him for a moment.
Slim, I'll be glad to help you, but this is not a date. Nobody goes on a date in a hayfield. They go to a movie, or to a restaurant, or to a country dance.
Oh. Slim hitched up his jeans. Well, I thought we might double up and save some time.
No. One of these days, we'll get dressed up and go somewhere nice, and that will be a date.
Sure seems like a lot of trouble.
Slim Chance, honestly, you'd better quit talking before you lose your truck driver.
Slim ducked his head as though she'd chunked a rock at him and opened the door of the truck. Let me get my hooks.
He rummaged around inside the cab.
Well, that's crazy. I can't find my darn hay hooks, and I know I left them in here. And my socket set. And my lunch.
He crawled out of the cab and looked her in the eyes.
Viola, there's something strange going on around here.
As you might expect, I had been listening to their conversation, and I thought it was pretty funny. I gave Drover an elbow in the ribs. Hey, Drover, did you hear that? Slim thinks somebody swiped his hay hooks.
Yeah, 'cause somebody did.
No, you missed the point.